Drawing and painting has always played a preeminent part in my life as being the most important thing to perfect that what ability I may have had, and really been the love of my life, I could say. Anyway, I went to I worked in a film trailer company in Broadwick Street, got married to Bill, who I met there in 1938, and the war broke out, and we were bombed out and lost our jobs. And Bill was called up at that time, and I went to work at Clements Inn in a studio. Later on, I moved to Chelsfield with my parents, and there were flying bombs, rockets, and all that sort of thing. And I was able to do different drawings, line drawings, which I was rather thrilled about. I was also working on leaflets for dropping over Europe at that time. 1945, Bill came home. Mike and Barry were born 1947, 1950. Bill and I went on to freelance work. We were working at all hours. And at that time, my painting was taking on a new trend, and it was quite exciting, into 3D abstract. And one of the big things that happened at that time, Michael, then being grown up, became a Christian and was following me around with the Bible. But I said to Michael, I wasn't keen to go to heaven unless I could paint there. I was an agnostic left winger with a powerful desire to perfect what I was doing. Then Barry, after going to a meeting, partly persuaded by me, was converted and was living on cloud nine. And then we had meeting after meeting at home, trying to persuade Barry to go back to Cambridge because he wanted to just go off with this Christian group. Fortunately, he didn't. He stayed. He went back to Cambridge and, with many others, started a coffee shop in Cambridge. After some months, I became restless, and the possibility of there being a God occupied my mind. A friend of Michael's made me promise to read the Bible for 10 minutes every day. I came across many things, such as Isaiah and Psalm 22, 23, Job 19, 25. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I was gripped. Remember, I'd never read the Bible before in my life. One day I was covering a little kitchen cabinet with formica, and as I was sawing and cutting it, it snapped, and a small piece of the formica embedded itself in my forefinger, in my left hand, and I was unable to get it out. I even tried with a scalpel, but it was solid. By that time, I knew the story of Gideon's fleece, and I challenged the Lord, if you are really there, please make this formica turn round and come out. And within 3 days, it actually turned and came out over my fingernail. But the Lord had not finished with me yet. It was something that I'd heard, which brought me to my knees in repentance. And it was a day of tears and remembrance. As a drowning person in my own tears, which was my baptism of the Lord. I was baptized in the little Farnborough Gospel Hall, and Michael brought the whole of Bromley Bookshop, where he was working, as a witness. And I read Psalm 116. I must mention the fact that my niece Annette, she's in Canada, but before she was praying for the whole family during that time, And she had a whole list of prayers before she went to Canada in a book. And by the time she came back to England, all these prayers had been answered, every single one. But she prayed for this family, and each one became Christian in turn. Michael worked in the Christian bookshop for years, you know, gave up work and worked there, met his wife there. Yeah. I think that's it. Thank you.